let's all stand together, shall we? I love the way the choir sings that, but I love when everyone sings that. For those of you who are visiting today, for the last few months, this thought has been just going over and over again in my mind, that this week in New York City, the name of the Lord Jesus has taken such a beating. People cursing his name, people getting angry, husbands and wives ready to kill one another, bringing his name into their hatred and violence. People putting drugs in their arms or taking crack, and in their conversation, they name the name of the only one who can set them free. They say, for Christ's sake, oh, Jesus Christ. But here in this building this morning, we're going to give him more than 1,000 tongues. We're going to give him more than 1,000 hands. We all have our needs today to receive something from the Lord, but why we've mainly gathered here is that we might just magnify his name and to praise him. I'm going to ask you to join with me right now by just lifting up both your hands. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. The Bible says if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. But we're not ashamed to praise him. Amen? In fact, even before we sing, let's just open our mouths and just praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah to you, Lord. Hallelujah to you, Lord Jesus. We magnify that name. With me in the choir as we sing it all together to him, everyone.